It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We never thought that we would talk about bowl expansion again, did we? But CBS Sports is eyeballing college football and the fact that they could expand the bowls. They're hoping to get at least 38 people to each of those bowls, is what I'm hearing, Caleb. How can there be more bowls? Nobody's going to them now.
So this is according to Brandon Marcello, reports on CBS that college administrators are continuing to push for more postseason access in all sports, and bowl season director Nick Carparelli believes that is possible because the playoff is expanding to 12 teams and potentially 14 by 2026, and because they think revenue sharing will entice players to play in more bowl games. This is one of the most laughable things I've ever seen. There are 5-7 teams that go to bowls now because they don't have enough teams that are bowl eligible.
Are you going to be okay with 4-8? You have to do that to have more bowl games?
I mean, you're going to have to at that point, right? Like, you're going to have to let 4-8 teams in. This is going to be embarrassing. The only way I would be okay with this, I'm going to go back to my old ways, which is if you started letting FCS teams in bowl games. You'd have to start letting FCS teams in bowl games and maybe do a relegation thing where, like, okay, like the five, maybe the 10 bottom bowl games, like have like a bottom 10 and FBS teams go to those and they have to play FCS teams for a relegation. How epic would that be?
See, here's the problem. It's all driven by TV. You would agree with that. It's not ticket sales. We passed that point a long time ago. Who is going to watch a potential Iowa State, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga bowl matchup? If you have, I mean, not that it's much better if it's Iowa State, Idaho State. I mean, but there are just a lot of bad choices out there and not very many good ones. And the fact that this occurs during the time in which they're instituting a playoff just makes it harder to get viewers, not easier. I already ask myself sometimes, you know, if the missus wants to go out to dinner or whatever, do I really need to watch this bowl? It's part of my job, but it's a lame one. I'm not talking about a Tennessee or SEC game. I'm talking about one of those that's on a Tuesday evening on ESPN8. So how am I going to get motivated to watch a bowl game that not only is not a factor in determining a championship, it's not a game between two good teams? Like, who... I'm trying to remember. Georgia played last year in the bowl.
Florida State, where they won 63-0.
Okay. At least going in with Georgia, Florida State, you've got Florida State got, air quotes, robbed. Georgia didn't make the playoff. They would have won it. I mean, you've got at least something on the front end. The game didn't turn out to be a good game, but you got something on the front end to sell. How would you sell Iowa State, UTC? No offense to either of those schools.
Well, this is why they expanded the playoff to begin with, what you just brought up, because so many elite New Year's Six bowl games, there were teams playing in them that were mad they weren't in the playoffs, so they stopped caring about the bowl game, i.e. Florida State last year. There's no way you're going to be able to make this work. And here's the other part, Dave. When do bowl season start? Do you know the weekend they start?
Well, I know the weekend that I start paying attention, usually it's about 10 days after the regular season starts, so I don't know if that answers your question.
Bowl season starts the Saturday after the Army-Navy game.
Okay, so 1 week. So I give it about 10 days.
The college football playoff is going to start the Saturday after the Army-Navy game.
So do you how are they going to play all the minor bowls that week? Because that's the only time to get them in.
They're going to be playing them while all the coverage is centered on the college football playoff week one games. So we're going to be sitting here talking about, you know, I don't know, can this group of five team upset this power five team in the first round? And then the, you know, blackjack Russian roulette game bowl in Nowheresville, Kansas is happening. And teams like, hey, guys, want to cover us? Hey, ESPN, want to cover us? And it's going to be
throw a couple of things on the message board, because I think we got some really good points. People still bet on the bowl games like crazy. Is gambling enough to make those bowl games relevant? It's not for me because I don't gamble, but you do. So I want to lean on you on that a little bit.
Gambling has saved a ton of sports. Horse racing is back. For the first time since the 1950s, horse racing matters again because people are betting a lot more.
And Travis has another good idea, I think. It's keep them regional.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Now, let's say, give me a 5-7 team from last year in the SEC. I mean,
Florida. I think Florida went 5-7.
Okay. Give me a good group of five team that's from that area. Florida International or no?
Florida International, maybe.
I don't know what season they had, but I could see drumming up interest in that. Can the Gators beat this lowly little local team? I would watch that. I would watch that.
Would you watch that if it was on the TV at the same time as the playoff?
No, let me be clear. I'm not watching that at the same time my wife wants to go out to dinner. I'm taking her to dinner instead. But I'm just saying, if I'm sitting there flipping around and it's that and MacGyver reruns, then yes, I'm going to probably watch that bowl game if they made it appealing from a regional standpoint, as Travis pointed out. I'm kind of sort of maybe okay with that. It's a bad idea all around, Caleb. I'm just trying to help the poor guys out.
Dave, don't tell me honestly, when I am with child within a month, will somebody like me even be able to watch a game like that? Or is that the ones I'm going to have to prioritize and throw on the back burner?
It'll completely change how much you know about sports.
Yeah.
You will suddenly be very bad at fantasy football. And I warn you that your gambling could sink as well. That tends to happen.
I'm saying that because, like, if you don't have – who has time nowadays to watch a game like that?
I mean, there are people who go straight home, and that's part of what they do for December. It's not me unless it's an SEC school.
And also you keep it regional. Okay, pretend – let's go – okay, you're working at the Knox News Sentinel again, okay? You have to cover Tennessee. All right, you have to be their beat reporter. You got to cover everything they're doing. They do the suggestion of keeping it regional. So, Dave, let's say hypothetically Tennessee plays MTSU in some bowl game that does not matter after Tennessee went 5-7 and MTSU was 6-6, okay? And it's one of these random bowl games we're talking about. You have to cover that the same day the first weekend of the playoff is happening. How angry would you be that you have to miss the playoff to cover this bowl game?
Oh, I would be very angry, yeah. But that's just kind of part of the job. I've been a lot of bad bowl games, man.
Oh, I know, but I mean, this is going to make it so much worse. You're going to expand the bowl game and have them happening the same week as the college football playoff, and you're going to have FCS schools playing, and there will be ESPN broadcasters that have to broadcast this game while the college football playoff is going on. They have my ultimate sympathy, honestly, for that. This is just so ridiculous, and they're not going to make the money on it. You're right, they're going to lose money. The only way they'll make money is if what we're talking about earlier, there's so much betting going on right now. But this is going to be funny to see. Half the reason I like betting, Dave, is the camaraderie of it. I like being at a casino with a bunch of other people betting on games, and we're all watching them together, and we're all talking, you know, trash to each other if our bet hits and theirs doesn't and things like that.
You're going to have to go in the janitor's closet to find some of the games that you're talking about on television.
Yes, exactly. They're not going to have room. This is America at its worst. American capitalism has always been, if something is good, more must be better. That's not true. Just because something is good does not mean more is better.
Are you ready for something dumb that I'm afraid is going to happen? I haven't even brought it up to you because I don't want to be wrongly attributed as the guy who thought of this idea. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm waiting for them to say there's going to be a consolation bowl. I'm not even kidding.
You mean the like one the teams that don't make the...
The 1 and the 4, the 2 and the 3 play, and the losers play. I'm waiting for that, for them to squeeze a little bit more money out of it. It's a stupid idea. I didn't come up with it. Will you back me on that?
No, you didn't.
Well, I guess I came up with it, but I'm not proposing it. Yeah. I'm not proposing it, but would you be stunned if we were talking about that on the show tomorrow, that they came up with a possible consolation game? They used to do those things.
No, I wouldn't. But what coach would actually encourage their team to play hard in the consolation game?
I wouldn't even let the bus driver touch the keys.
I mean, no, I will say this.
There would be no way I would show up for that game with my team.
Okay, here's the funny part, though. I'm saying this out loud. And I'm saying, okay, one, we have to get past this laughable premise that he would even be in the contention for a consolation bowl game like that. But pretend Butch Jones was in a consolation game. Oh, you know he'd go all in on that consolation game, right? He'd be like, consolation bowl champions. And he would be bragging so much. Look, there are going to be these relegation bowls. Here's what I think is going to happen. FCS will play a lower FBS team. And like, if the lower FBS team loses, they get relegated. That's what these 10 new bowl games will be. Butch Jones will lead Arkansas State into one of these relegation bowls, and he'll brag about winning it. I'm telling you, he will wear a shirt of, we are champions of this. We're not terrible bowl game that we just won.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.